I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If you believe one popular Russian TV star, Sochi is the center of the universe today. That's what Yana Churikova announced to the crowd at the Olympic Stadium as spectators were still taking their seats for today's opening ceremonies. Well, for our next guest, Sochi has been the center of the universe recently. Paul Varadian is a Boston business consultant and a former bobsledder. He's been a frequent visitor to Sochi for the past few years, working on behalf of European clients who've needed to secure accommodations and other assistance. Varadian has heard all the reports about the last-minute construction frenzy and the unfinished hotel rooms, and he says he's not surprised.
And it shouldn't surprise anyone, actually. Every Olympic Games that we've ever had has always been a last-minute rush to completion. In this case here, I think it was even more challenging because you have the world's largest construction project going on in a country that's never done this sort of stuff, didn't have the labor to do it, didn't have the engineering skills to do it. And so a lot of this was really created overnight, so to speak. So it comes as no surprise that there are lingering issues, but I'm quite convinced, given the Russian government's position, that everything will be, it'll all work out.
Take us behind the scenes, because I saw a little preview on NBC the other night of just all they've been doing. One single building, the International Broadcast Center. I mean, it's been in the planning stages since the London Olympics, and construction has been going at a frantic pace since October. Do the Olympic people walk around? Do the Olympic people travel with like a whole city in a box that they set up, and then they have to unfold this thing in preparation for the game?
Well, yes and no. I mean, in this case here, you've got a situation where this is the largest sporting event in the world, and there's an enormous amount of infrastructure that goes into it. And you have to remember that with so many countries participating, each country is bringing their own set of athletes, families, sponsors, and media, television, radio, newspaper, journalists. So there's quite a few people in the support side of the equation, and that's what you see.
I think it was 2007 that the choice was made for the Winter Olympics in Sochi. It was announced that year, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We choose 7 years before each Olympic Games.
Now, I don't know what you knew about Sochi in 2007, but we do know that there are a number of extremist groups operating around this region. Not in Sochi, not necessarily nearby, but it's not far away. What were your thoughts when you heard that Sochi was chosen?
We weren't surprised because this was, you know, Russia's 11 time zones. It's a very large country. And this is the only place where it's semi-tropical. It's the only place where any existing sort of ski areas were functioning. And so it was the choice by the Russian government to essentially promote Sochi. A lot of people also don't know that as soon as the Olympics is over, they're immediately building a Formula One track in the middle of the Olympic Village for an October Formula One race. And Sochi will also be the site of the 2018 World Cup soccer games. And, you know, they've poured an enormous amount of money into it. There is a greater risk, but the amount of security that's being put up by the Russian government is beyond description. And I think things will be quite safe.
So you've been working in marketing with the Olympics in Sochi. What's it been like working with the Russians?
It's a challenge. And the reason for that is that you're talking about a community that has never seen foreigners. Everyone speaks Russian. No one has ever done a business transaction with anyone outside of Russia.
And you're dealing with Russians from Sochi, not Russians from Moscow who come to Sochi.
That's correct. Mm. You know, everything is being done in Sochi. During the Olympic Games, unfortunately, a lot of the administrative approvals came only from Moscow, which made things very challenging in Sochi. But the people in Sochi are, you know, they haven't experienced this kind of international thing. This is something that's really been dropped on them. I mean, it's a shell shock. It really is.
What's your best story of just how challenging things were for you in Sochi?
I would say it was the little things. It was the lack of credit card machines. It was the inability to make phone calls. It was the language issue was tremendous. I was very lucky because I'm Armenian, and a substantial majority of Sochi is Armenian. So I was able to get by with the language. But you know, for foreigners, it'll be tough.
Paul Varadian, an Armenian-American businessman based here in Boston.